Now more from our election year series about ways for the U.S. to get serious about long-term opportunities and threats, the ones that don't fit into a single budget year or election cycle. The late writer and social critic Kurt Vonnegut offered this idea during an interview I once did with him late in his life. Should the next president appoint a secretary of the future to consider how today's actions might play out in 20 or 50 years? This campaign season, we're taking suggestions about what a secretary of the future might keep an eye on. Take higher education, where a decade from now, the sticker price of a four-year college degree could reach more than $300,000. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Amy Scott reports on how technology plays into this.
Imagine it's 2026, and you're one of a billion people using a new digital platform called The Ledger.
Your Ledger account tracks everything you've ever learned in units called EduBlocks.
This video from the Institute for the Future in Palo Alto envisions a system that rewards any kind of learning, from taking a course to reading a book to completing a project at work.
Each EduBlock represents 1 hour of learning in a particular subject. Anyone can grant EduBlocks to anyone else.
The Ledger would use the same technology that powers Bitcoin, the virtual currency, to create a verifiable record of every learning transaction.
Employers can use this information to offer you a job or a gig that matches your skills.
Jane McGonigal is the Institute for the Future's Director of Game Research and Development. She says a new education currency could supplement or offer an alternative to the four-year college degree, one that's suited to a rapidly changing economy.
It's very expensive to get degrees. By the time you finish it, what employers want you to know has changed. And so learners today are looking for a way to learn just in time for the job they want.
Alternative credentials exist now. Digital badges awarded by industry groups, certificates of mastery for open online courses, and credit for prior learning. Richard Garrett with research firm EduVentures says the challenge for students and employers will be figuring out what these new credentials are really worth.
If anyone can claim to have learned something, who judges the quality of learning, not just the quantity of learning? That's when it gets really tricky.
Garrett is confident the college degree will remain the standard. But technology could also make that credential more meaningful, says Mary Alice McCarthy with the New America Foundation.
A bachelor's degree, rather than being a piece of paper, might now be a link that shows what all the courses that the student took, might show some of the student's work, and that also might be searchable.
So an employer could find out not only if you passed Virtual Reality 101, but did you master a certain programming language or work well in teams?
It opens up the space wonderfully for people to be able to move through our economy based on what they know and can do and their ability to communicate that.
And for people who don't want or can't afford a college degree, it could offer a cheaper way to build their own higher education, one credential, or EduBlock, at a time. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.